It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Still looking at 3 below right now and mostly cloudy. Welcome to the morning show. Thank you very much for waking up with us. Snooze Day Tuesday edition. And every Tuesday, we got to talk real estate. With I call him the Grand Poobah of real estate, Steve Dietrich from Action Realty in this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, you've got some cold weather tips based on experience that you'd like to pass along.
Yes. I was out chopping ice out of my exhaust for the furnace, and, you know, people need to check that because in this cold weather like that, I mean, I was solid ice right from the opening coming out of the house. Now, these are on the high efficiencies. And mm-hmm. It was just solid ice right to the ground.
Wow.
And that shuts down your furnace if they can't breathe.
it'll just shut it off.
Yeah, it turns it off. Yep, it'll cycle and then just shut off again.
Okay.
So no air intake, no furnace.
So do check that.
Yes, and, please do. Yeah. And then right now especially because, like I said, I just happened to go outside to check mine and I was solid right to the ground.
Wow.
So please check them.
Well, we were talking about that. You know, snow's not really been much of a problem, but ice has been the problem, too.
Yeah, so. And when those wind chills are like they are, too, it just messes up everything on exhaust systems.
Right. Do we want to talk numbers today?
They're hanging around 6.5, which is better than 7.5. We talked about that for a long time.
And right.
So at 6.5 right now, and again, heading into an election year.
I got to preface that. Yeah.
I'm hoping and thinking that rates will slowly go down here now, I hope.
Mm-hmm. So you've been around a while, your experience in real estate. What determines a buyer's market? What are some of the things that set itself up to be a buyer's market for homes?
Well, it's things that can slow down the sales factor, and obviously higher interest rates can be that, because when the rates were low, you know, our prices went up a lot.
Right.
People could afford it, you know, so obviously the sellers got lucky and got to capitalize on that. When the rates go up, less people can afford those houses, less demand, so now it's sort of a battle between sellers who wants to sell the fastest and who's the most motivated, because as soon as somebody starts dropping price, you know, typically the other people got to follow if they mm-hmm. want to stay in competition.
So it is kind of a double-edged sword, really.
It is.
You know?
And, you know, the other thing that can lower prices, too, is if there's too many houses on the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're all fighting each other to see if we can get somebody to our house. And but when there's not that many listings like there is right situation right now where, you know, there just isn't that many houses for sale, now it's based on pretty much interest rates.
Okay. So that's one thing that determines it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is interest rates probably the number one thing. All right.
That's for sure. It definitely has an effect on our pocketbook.
Fantastic. Well, and again, any new listings we need to talk about here this morning?
No, I don't have any new ones right now. I'm working on one. Maybe we'll be able to talk about in the near future. But otherwise, it's just the ones that are out there. You know, take a look at them. And, you know, there's price reductions coming.
Shauna's on fire.
She's busy.
She's doing,
you know,
okay.
Good for her.
Right.
You know, she's newer agent, and she is busy.
Right. And again, you're always looking for people. If people want to intern and people have an interest in getting into real estate, they can definitely contact you and shadow your people and find out what's going on.
You know, or if they just want to come in and sit down and visit about, you know, what does the business entail? What do you expect out of it? And, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, that's a question I'll ask the person is, what do you expect out of this, or what do you want out of real estate?
Are you going to write a book pretty quick? Because I bet you could. I mean, just some of the stories you've shared with me off mic, you could probably write a book.
You know, you think back to so many things that have happened, and, you know, they're just kind of in the back of your mind, and
mm-hmm.
I suppose a guy could, you know.
I think you got to get out of that, Steve, seriously. Be a good side hustle, and probably people would buy it. You know, other realtors would buy it.
Well, it's just like every other business. When retired realtors get together and start sharing stories, it mm-hmm. gets kind of funny sometimes.
I bet it does get kind of funny. Steve, again, if people want any more information, buying or selling, They can stop in. You're right on Dakota Avenue. What's your phone number down there?
701-642-4700.
Steve Dietrich, thank you so much for stopping in, braving the cold.
You're welcome.
And be well. We'll talk next Tuesday.
It's great.
All right. Talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. We do it every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.